Kia ora, welcome to the panel on RNZ National. Nice to have your company, Phil Taylor and Catherine Graham, with me this afternoon, Thursday afternoon. And let's go to this, because we've had a large response to our, it's just a snap panel poll, and it's a topic that we find fairly fascinating. We've talked and talked about a four-day work week, but thousands of young people by way of petition are asking for a four-day school week. Change the school week in New Zealand to 4 days is nudging 5,000 signatures. School students experiencing burnout, school system is draining, mountains of homework, some of the things that came through. Now, a report in the US 2 years ago showed that students in a 4 day school week facility got more hours of sleep and reported feeling less tired than those in a normal school setting. But we all got through a 5 day week. What's the issue? So at 4:40, we give the results. Do you support a 4 day school week, college school week in Aotearoa? Text me yes or no, why or why not, 2101. Mary says no to a 4 day school week. Our kids are already behind in reading, writing, maths. We do not need any more dumbing down. Another one, my kids had the opportunity to go to school for a year in France. School days were Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. It was fantastic. So, with us is Dr. Sarah Ayono, the CEO of Longworth Education, an accredited professional development provider for the Ministry of Education. Sarah has a postgraduate qualifications in Māori learner achievement and special needs resource teaching. Dr. Ayono, welcome.
Kia ora, Wallace.
Yeah. So let's be clear right now, it's not on anyone's radar. Any change would be a decision for government, but this petition is gaining traction on change.org. What an idea. Is there any merit in this?
I think it points to a number of more real issues for our college kids, and that is this really tricky balance between achievement and progress, but also well-being. And we know there's no easy answer to that, but it does highlight the fact that we've got kids now who are, we know our 15-year-olds, for example, are two and a half times more likely to suffer from depression than their parents were at 15. We know that the rate of teenage depression has more than doubled since the 1980s. So there are very real mental health statistics related to this, and I know that the organisers of the petition are citing that. The American study is quite an interesting one to look at, because actually those students that are involved in that 4 day week actually spend 50 minutes longer in the day at school than their 5 day counterparts. So the students are saying, hey, look, we're happy to go for a longer school day if you give us a day off just to have a breath, right? So it's not necessarily that we're going to be reducing the actual engagement. In fact, we know things like absenteeism wasn't affected in this study. It's just giving breathing room to process everything that's going on.
And that's all it is. If you just join us, we're talking about whether or not we might have in the future, not now, but in the future, a 4 day school week. Stay there, Sarah. Let's go around the panel on this. Catherine.
I think it's a really good idea.
So that's a yes for you?
Yes for me, because I feel like if there's so much anxiety, and if you can get just as much done in 4 days, and this will make a significant difference to a student's ability to learn and to be less anxious, then I'm all for it, actually. I suppose it will have great impact on families, though, if it was ever passed, because of the extra day that you'd have to have your kids at home. And all
well,
that kind
that's
of thing.
Exactly the thing, Sarah.
Yeah, it is, and that's why it's such a complex thing. And I, personally, I think it's inspirational and aspirational, but I think in practical terms, it may provide a lot of challenges for families. But yeah, Catherine, you're right that the idea of happy, engaged, interested learners comes when we're less anxious.
Although,
so actually, increasing engagement is something that we have to be really mindful of.
Okay, so Catherine says yes in principle to a 4 day school week. We've put a caveat on it. It's college students and up, so those who can perhaps go home and look after themselves. Phil Taylor, where do you stand?
I'm more open to it than when I first heard the proposition, Wallace. And the reason for that is I think anything we can do to address this anxiety epidemic and the suicide is absolutely key. And I hear what's been said around that. I come back to my point though. I think there's a whole lot of resilience building and training and things that we need to be building into our system as well. The reason why I'm open to it too is my own personal experience is I kind of felt that the education system wasted a lot of my time and I could have been out of there a lot quicker, and 13 years seemed like a very long time to learn what I felt like I learned. And also my son's experience at St. Paul's, we're lucky enough to have a trimester at adventure camp where they did only do 4 days schoolwork and did 3 days out adventuring in the wilderness the rest of the time. And that didn't impair his schooling at all. So I think I'm definitely open to this, but I think it's complex and it's not the solution by itself.
Yeah, okay. That's all fair points there, Sarah?
Yeah, I agree. And it's interesting the organisers of this petition have cited that fifth day is not just going to be a, you know, sit at home or go to the movies with your mates. They're indicating that it could be time to be having a non-traditional learning day. So it might be a passion project. It might be, you know, work experience or community work, something that is just this break from the traditional, so that we're actually getting a more whole child focus around children's learning experiences. So I think if that's in the mix, then people who may be, you know, thinking that this is a soft out for learning, that's not actually what's being proposed. It's around going, hey, look, what are some other benefits, some other experiences of learning that our children can be involved in that's going to help their whole development and give them a break from some of the more traditional focused style learning.
I'm closing my eyes and imagining a modern school environment where I actually say do get a Wednesday off. You're not 15, you get a Wednesday off, you go home. So part of it might be homework, part of it might actually be going into town and going to the museum or going to the marine museum or going to some science organization and actually, I don't know, doing other stuff, because learning is beyond the school perimeter. I mean, they know that now, but it really is, isn't it, Sarah?
Yeah, it is. And I think it also really highlights this idea that it's more than test scores. It's more than, you know, getting credits for NCEA. Learning encompasses a whole lot of stuff. And if we are so focused on those NCEA credits all the time, there's a lot of life stuff that's being missed out as well. And so being able to just offer a little bit of a balance to that, you know, is definitely worthwhile for our kids.
Here's one. Paul says, yes to a four-day school week at early 70s Tarawa College. We had free period after lunch Friday, then two periods PE. Oh, who recalls the free period? So Murray Mexted organised the surfers at school to have the afternoon off for us to surf Lyle or Titahi Bay. It was great for the soul.
Good on you, Murray. One of the things they do in France is they have a broken week where they have the Wednesday off to go and do, and the kids are sort of, I think, semi-organised. My research was not deep, but they go and do non-traditional learning activities. So I think, you know, breaking up your week is also a cool idea where you're still learning, but it's not just in the kind of traditional classroom situation.
So finally, Sarah, those stats really surprised me, actually, those in terms of the significance of the mental toll on teenagers now compared to when I was growing up. Whatever way we cut this, there's got to be some sort of answer in the future.
Yeah, and I think this is, again, like I said, you know, it indicates there's an issue here. You know, we've got, you know, close to 5,000 students saying this is an issue. I don't think we can ignore this in terms of what they're trying to communicate. I think sometimes with teenagers we, you know, don't give them enough credit, and these teenagers are saying there's a problem. We're seeing there's a problem. This is a solution. Please consider it. And I think we need to take it seriously.
Got it, Sarah. Teenagers, we don't give them enough credit. Dr. Sarah Iona, the CEO of Longworth Education there. No, no, and no.